Leading pandemic health experts say Australia could have done more to prepare for the COVID-19 outbreak. Australia hasn't conducted a large-scale pandemic simulation training program since 2008. And planners who ran those exercises say the lack of preparedness could have contributed to early mistakes, such as the Ruby Princess cruise ship debacle. Alexandra Blucher prepared this report.
You will be under hotel quarantine. You will need to stay in that.
This airport worker isn't speaking to a passenger returning in recent weeks. She's talking to an actor in a 2006 exercise. Exercise Cumston involved thousands of public servants and health workers across federal, state and territory governments, acting out what to do in an influenza pandemic. Health security expert Adam Cameron-Scott.
One of the initiatives or strong recommendations of the World Health Organization was that countries not only developed pandemic plans, so paper plans, but they would also then exercise those plans to try and identify gaps and weaknesses in the event of an actual sort of crisis.
He says Exercise Cumston and another in 2008, which he helped run called Sustain, were the last serious national pandemic exercises that were run in Australia.
We entered a period of political turmoil with the global financial crisis, as well as a number of political crises. Those sorts of factors helped contribute to us taking our eye off the ball.
And Mr. Cameron-Scott says a lack of exercises may have led to the confusion over remarks from the Prime Minister about going to the football, as well as miscommunications over the Ruby Princess cruise ship, which was allowed to dock in Sydney Harbour and is responsible for more than 600 of Australia's COVID-19 infections.
The fact that there was an element of confusion as to who may have had responsibility for making the final decision, I think sort of points to the lack of preparedness.
Former long-serving Federal Health Department Secretary Jane Holton oversaw the creation of Australia's first influenza pandemic plan and the national exercises.
You need to practice, including involving prime ministers, ministers, the bureaucracy, the medical officers, all of those people. And you end up with two things. One, a better plan for when something really happens. But secondly, all the people who might be part of responding, they actually know what they're doing and they know what errors they made so they don't make them in the real world.
Despite the lack of national exercises in recent years, Jane Holton says the Australian government has done well handling the crisis. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly agrees.
The issue with exercises is you exercise on the basis of the last war. And if you exercise on the basis of the last war and run this war like the last war, we know right throughout history that that just doesn't work. And it's that flexibility and adaptability which is the crucial component. And that's what we've demonstrated in an absolutely fantastic and clearly successful way in relation to how we've dealt with this pandemic so far.
That's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly ending that report from Alexandra Blucher and Dylan Welch.